The last case, Radha Barava, says that the Tzad HaShava is coming to tell you, Kaisel V'Ilan Shenoflu, that is not similar classic to Bor. Why? Because it wasn't Chiloso Asliyoso L'Nezek, because at the time of planting, the time of creation of the situation, everyone was smiling, it was hunky-dory, it was a nice day that I was in my backyard planting some trees, some vegetables, some shrubbery, and ultimately that grew to be a tree, and then unfortunately that tree is not holding where it used to be. Things get old, and unfortunately then life gets harder. But at the time of Zriya, at the time of Natiya, Tchilaso was not Asiyaso Lehezek. So it's not a classic bor, because a bor is Tchilaso Asiyaso Lehezek. But then it's not, so Shor Yochiach, right? Sing the song on the treadmill. Let's go. Shor Yochiach, Bor Yochiach, Lo Rizek, Rizek, Bor Shetchilas Oasis Lenezek. It's not like Bor. Mal Shor Shekain Dark Olele Chula Hazik. It's not like classic Shor. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, Bezdin came over and they gave you Zman to be Masalik, this item. And after the Zman, if you didn't take care of what you were supposed to take care of, then you'd be Chayav. So Tais is very innocently points out that there was a mistaken girsa in the Gemara. There were those that had a chiddush that what? Kaisav Ilan Shanafel Shasaram Viziko Patam L'Shalem before Beis Din got involved. Instead of having the word Patr L'Shalem, they had Chayav L'Shalem. But Taisus says that that's utterly ridiculous. That girsa makes no sense. Why does that girsa make no sense? Because if Beis Din came in and they warned you and they gave you an Azhara, you'd be Pater for that entire Zman. Avada, if Bezin never came in the first place, you would be Pater. So therefore, Taisus and Dibur Maskel HaKoysel reject such a Girsa. However, whenever you have a Rishon that's coming out and rejecting such a Girsa, you probably should feel, Rabbi Yisrael, already in your experience of my Shir, there are probably Rishonim out there that what? That go with that Girsa and defend that Girsa, and there might be a Machloikis Rishonim on our hands. So even without knowing the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai, you have a certain chush, you have a certain touch, you have a certain, you know, flavor, you know, you have taste buds that you could taste already. There's something cooking in the kitchen. It smells like Erev Shabbos food. I feel like there's a gezunta meal coming here. So comes along the Marikatz, and says the Marikatz, the Girsa is correct. Why? Zok the Marikatz, because specifically when they gave you time, you're going to be Pater, because they gave you Rishus. They said, take care of this in 30 days. So for that 30 days, I'm not going to be Chayav. Chloe, you look great. I'm not going to be Chayav, appreciate it. I'm not going to be Chayav. But, says the Marikatz, what do you mean? Why would you not be Chayav? So he says, because Bezdin gave you Rishus. So you're telling me every time Bezdin gives you Rishus that I'm not going to be Chayiv? Doesn't that contradict what? The last Gemara. What Gemara? Post can be Boseim. That over there I have Rishus to clear out my gutter. And there the Gemara says if a person damages, he's Chayiv L'Shalom. So you see Rishus doesn't help you. Zok the Marikatz, Rabbi Yisai, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what the Marikatz says in the Shita. Zok the Shita, no, there's a difference. When Bezdin come in and warned you, so then what? It's Lava Daite. It's Lava Daite. He was falazaching, he was relying on what? On the assessment of what? Of Bezdin. So Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Shita, that's the solution to the Girsa. The Shver Girsa. When Bezdin never got involved in the first place, so then it's my property. I have to take care of my property. And if my Elon is acting like a boar, is damaging people, so I'm Chayiv L'Shalom. If Bezdin came in and said, no, for 30 days you have a certain time that you have to take care of it. Speak to contractors, get different quotes, right? Get different quotes on how much it will take to take down the trees, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, I'm not joking. Taking down trees is a very expensive ordeal. You really have to take quotes. Also ask your neighbors. Ask your neighbors, ask that that's part of getting quotes, right? Rabbi Yisai, because they're the only ones in the business. No one's going to take down big trees. I know Rabbi Yisai because my community that we started used to be forest. If you ever realize, next time you come to Fairland and you look up, when you're walking home from shul, you'll see there are tons and tons and tons of trees. Because Batsim, even the houses, was all forests. And then it developed the area. So there's still a lot of shirayim of trees in that area. So Zokta Shita, so Mamela, only once Bezdin got involved and says, hey, Maz, you have 30 days. So then what? Lava died. But he's like, now I pump fakir. Now I ask myself, that makes a lot of sense. What do you say about poskim bibo sayin? Poskim bibo sayin, Bezdin never told you that you don't have to take care of this. Bezdin gave you a reshus to what, Maz? To clear out your gutters. We never said that you'd be potter if a person damages. Adarabba, what did the Meiri say in Poiskim B'Boisayim Rabbi? There's even Shmiras and Alecha, you have to guard it. Make sure that... But Avada your Chayiv L'Shalom. Okay, it's Machloik, it's the Levush and the Sma, if you have to guard it, whether that Meiri is correct or not. Uppermost, the Meiri said they're a Poshet, you'd have to guard it. So they were never giving you a tour in terms of the Nezek. So what the Sheet of the Marikat says, Lava Daite, I was never a Poishaya. That's only in a situation where Bezdin say, take care of this after 30 days. They assess that it's not going to be a problem for 30 days. They removed my what? My pshius. Marva Raboisai. Perhaps. Why did Toisus not go in this direction? What do you think? After learning Baba Kama for how long? For a year almost? And being koine the sugyas of Arba Ovis Nezikin? And sitting next to four pies of pizza, about to make a siyum on the following chakire. Maman amazik. Couldn't have timed it better, Rabbi Yisai. Perhaps the Marikat develops the shita if the triggering factor in being chayiv is the shame pshis. And I need to be a pesheya to be mechayiv. So Bezdin, in this situation of Koisov Le'ilan, had the ability to be Mechadish to me that what? No, you're not a Peshay in this situation. Lava Daite, I philosophed, I relied on what? Bezdin. So therefore you're missing the Mechayiv over here. Whereas if Bezdin never got involved, so I had nothing to what? To hang my Pshiyas Dika hat on. Because they never gave me a warning. So Pum Fakert, in a situation where what? Where Bezdin gave me a warning, that's a Sibas HaPtur for 30 days. Whereas when they didn't warn me, I never had that P'tur to say that I'm not a Pesheya. Could be Toisus never thought in those, with those goggles, with that perspective. It's Moman Amazik. And therefore, I don't look at the Heter of Bezdin to be any more of a reason to be Mesalik your Achrayas, to be Mesalik your Chiyuvim. So perhaps one could suggest. On the books, there's a machloikas Rishonim Tosis in the Shittim Mekubetzes, whether or not the Girsa is correct. Tosis rejects the whole Girsa. But perhaps the Marikatz, who saves the Girsa, is coming from that perspective of the Pshias being the element. You with me, Yosef? Whereas Tosis perhaps didn't say like that, because why? Because he had a different vision of Maman Amaz. Yeah.
So the Shittim wants to make clear between the Bezim giving you Saman versus Bezim giving you Risha.
Right, exactly.
So if you would, but like when Bezdin gives you Zman, you're going to be positive, rithik, your Rishus, your Chayim, in posting what you were saying. But wouldn't you think the opposite? That you have Rishus to do something, here's your full fledged Rishus, but in that case, you're going to be Chayim. But here, Bezdin's giving you Zman, like we know this tree could fall.
Well, that's what the Marikat is saying. What does it mean, Rishus? Define your terms. What did it mean, Rishus?
So you want, the Gemara, you wanted to say that Gemara gives you
Rishus. You're allowed
you
to do it.
Action,
but,
you but
you're Chayim. The Gemara says that Beferish. And Adarab, the Meiri takes to the extent, in the words of the Gemara Yavar Shos, you have to still be Shomer it. I mean, the Bezdin never was what? Was Mesalik an Achrayis? Was Mesalik a Pshias?
Why does you giving me time to take it down, like, remove your Achrayis?
Because Bezdin says that it's not on you. That's what he says, Lava Daite. It's not on you for 30 days. I'm giving you a time. So Memela, in those 30 days, you don't have a Shem Pashaya. No, after 30
days. What if within those...
No, I have 30 days not to do it.
What if in those 30 days, Bezdin gave me the warning, let's say it doesn't fall on its own, rather I break call it down, I break the tree down. Within those 30 days, it didn't fall on its own. I should be chayav.
If what?
If I If even though Basin tells me I have 30 days
no,
to
no.
Tree, and I don't let it fall on its own, I do something that causes my tree to fall down. And
then you're a pushe.
Then I should be high.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I agree. I don't think anyone would disagree with it. Yeah, Shiner.
So, the way that the Marikas explains the tour, you're given 30 days, is because it's Onesh. And therefore,
Onesh?
There's no shame. So there's no. The Piyu is Onesh or Pshias.
An Onesh on your Pshia?
Yeah.
You're not quoting him, right? You're just saying in terms of the way I just explained, yeah?
And so that's how he explains why your Pshia right. Bezin comes right. in.
And removes that Pshias.
How does Tosfos understand that? If you say that his Mechayev is Mamon Amazg.
How does he understand that there's a Ptur? How does Tosis ever say that there's an existence of...
It's still your Mamon Amazir.
So right, so you have to understand that Bez didn't have the ability through Hefker, Bez and Hefker to say that for 30 days we're going to disconnect you from your Mamon. Through Hefker, Bez. Just like Bez didn't have the ability to Hefker you. It's an excellent question what Shiner just said. Shiner's saying... It's so pusher to understand Pshias. How's anyone else going to understand a Rishus of Bezdin? Lamaisa, it's your Mamun. So Lamaisa, you have to say that for 30 days we view a disconnection between this and if even if it's Mazik, it's not going to be considered like yours for those 30 days. Excellent.
What about the first part of the actual gear sense is your potter, the tree falls, your potter going to tell us
to it's
your
Mamun. That's what he says. That's Taisa says. It's Taisa says. V'chein kas b'svarim, ala osim dekasavu chayv l'shalim lo nihira. Right, he's saying your potter.
Your potter later, no. Your potter after Bezdin.
Hakoyz v'yilin shenafle shuzaram v'yiziku potter l'shalim. Right. So Taisa is saying that's the gear. So why are you potter?
Why are you potter?
Because it's you're not your fault. It's not your fault. No, it was an inus.
Yeah.
It was an inus. Right? Is that what you were asking? Were you asking what Yosef was just asking? How did this happen, Rabbi Yisrael? How did the tree get bent down?
It fell.
And Rashi says in Bamitzia what? That it was an oinus. So I'm never chaya for my moment amazik if it's an oinus. Shiner, maybe that's the answer to your question?
No,
even if you hold moment amazik. One second, Rabbi Yisrael. One second. If my moment amazik is mazik with a total onus that I... See, even the man, everyone holds that an onus is potter, right?
But in the 30 days,
what?
Not as onus as Pshia.
No. If it's an onus, that's not an onus. If it's a mamish onus, there's a wind that Rashi is going to call this an elon. What? No, that's adam hamazik. Rabbi Yisai, if there's an onus by mamon hamazik, right? So I'm not chayiv. So if this tree fell down originally. So I'm potter l'shalim because it's an onus.
Bezdin's only giving you 30 days because it's ruah, so there's no onus when it falls.
Clearly there's an onus over here.
In the first case, but not when they give you 30 days.
Because you know it's going to fall.
You know it's going to fall.
When they give you 30 days, you're chayv after 30 days.
No, within the 30 days, you know there's a very high chance of
Yeah, but you're potter then. You're potter then.
But yeah, that, because
not, that was your kasha. Why are you potter within those 30 days? Right, that's not onus anymore. So you have to assume that Bez didn't have the ability to be mechadish that onus, and they have the ability to say that's not your moment, like I'll be those 30 days. But it, originally, when the tree falls, what Bez never got involved, if I was totally, it was totally, it was a good tree, and there was an onus that happens, that's not my chiyuv. Good?
Yeah.
Everyone understand? Okay, good. Rabbi Yisai, I really want to go on and I want to finish this last thesis, but I also want you guys to, I know a lot of you guys have class at 105, so maybe let's wash, and but I want guys to, if guys can hurry up, because I want to have a conversation with the Ilum, so guys hurry up and wash and come back.